2 years ago, our independent MEPs in this country opposed the irrigation. Our MEP, Luke McLanigan, tweeted against it. And I think it's really important that any candidates, and particularly the independent candidates this time, come out and be very clear of where they stand in relation to the irrigation. The irrigation is a really important part of Irish farming. It has two functions. Number one is support for farmers and ensuring that we sustain farming where it's at the moment. But number two, it contains within it the farm schemes as a protection of the environment, the work that farmers do at farm level to help protect the environment. And it's really important that we have representatives this time that have farmers' backs, because that hasn't been happening the last couple of terms and has been very evident in relation to this derogation. So any particularly independent new candidates that are coming on the field, like Kieran Mullally or others, need to come out very clearly and the farmers know where they stand, because we need to ensure, I think farmers moreover realise the value of Europe at this stage and how important it is. And I think it's very clear that they're let known. Those that claim to represent rural Ireland need to make very clear where they stand, because this thing of putting it out there that you're a protector of rural Ireland and then opposing something that helps the farmers, number one, and also the environment, is really, really poor. And I think we need full clarity in relation to this.
And while this is a European matter that you're speaking about here now, is there something that our own county's Minister, Charlie McConnell, can do to intervene in this?
Well, the Minister has fought for the derogation and will continue to do so. It's currently at 220, and I suppose lots of the region even is still at 250 because of the water quality is better in parts of our region. But the battle is ongoing. But when you have four MEPs representing the area, it's really important that they are there on a weekly basis, standing up for farmers, having their back, and ensuring that, number one, we protect the derogation and, by extension, protect farming, but also help protect our environment. The farmers are doing a lot of work on the ground with the different environmental schemes to ensure that the environment is protected. So this is a win-win situation. And why independent MEPs would turn around and oppose that is beyond me. But it's really important that the electorate know who has farmers' backs here and who has the back of rural Ireland and who hasn't.